Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. You know that feeling when things just get heated? Like your patience is wearing thinner than a cheap pair of jeans, and all you want is to escape the tension. Yeah, conflict. It's unavoidable in life, right? Whether it's with family, friends, colleagues, or even that random stranger who cuts you off in traffic. But here's the kicker. How we handle conflict can make or break us. Today, we're diving into some seriously effective techniques for navigating those tricky situations and coming out on top, feeling calm, collected, and empowered. Trust me, these aren't your grandma's just be nice tips. We're talking about strategies that actually work to build bridges, resolve issues, and even strengthen relationships. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we explore this. 1. Embrace active listening. Think of it like playing a game of chess, but instead of pawns and bishops, you've got emotions and perspectives. To win the conflict game, you got to understand your opponent's move before making your own. Active listening means truly paying attention to what they're saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. It involves asking clarifying questions, summarizing their points to show you understand, and even acknowledging their feelings, even if you don't agree with them. 2. Find common ground. Ever notice how much easier it is to work with someone when you find that shared passion or value? Look for the common ground in your disagreements. It could be a shared goal, a mutual understanding of the problem, or even just a basic respect for each other's humanity. Highlighting those points of agreement can help diffuse tension and create a more collaborative atmosphere. 3. Speak your truth with respect. Okay, here's where things get tricky. You need to express your own needs and perspectives clearly and honestly, but without attacking or blaming the other person. Think about it like this. Imagine you're building a house together. You wouldn't throw bricks at each other just because you disagree on the design, right? Use as statements instead of accusatory you statements. For example, instead of saying, "You always make things difficult," try something like, "I feel frustrated when I don't have enough information to make a decision." 4. Focus on solutions, not blame. Remember, the goal isn't to win an argument or prove who's right. It's about finding a solution that works for everyone involved. Brainstorm together, explore different options, and be willing to compromise. Sometimes, the best outcome is one where both parties feel like they've gotten something valuable out of the situation. 5. Know when to walk away. And here's a tough one. Sometimes, despite your best efforts, conflict just can't be resolved. Maybe the other person isn't willing to listen, or maybe the issue is too deeply rooted. In those cases, it's okay to step away and protect your own well-being. It doesn't mean you failed, it means you recognize your limits and prioritize your own peace of mind. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and a big project is falling apart. 2 colleagues are clashing over deadlines, blame is flying back and forth, and the whole team is feeling the pressure. This is a classic example of conflict that can quickly spiral out of control. But what if one person decided to step in? Instead of fueling the fire with accusations or passive-aggressive comments, they could start by saying something like, "Hey, I know things are getting tense here. Let's try to focus on finding solutions together." They could then actively listen to both sides, summarize their concerns, and help them identify common ground. They could even suggest a compromise that benefits everyone involved. By taking the high road and using these conflict resolution techniques, they can turn a potentially disastrous situation into an opportunity for growth and collaboration. So, remember these 5 key takeaways. Active listening, finding common ground, speaking your truth with respect, focusing on solutions, and knowing when to walk away. These are your tools for navigating the stormy seas of conflict and emerging stronger on the other side. Now, go out there, put these strategies into practice, and show the world that you can handle anything life throws your way with grace and resilience. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from learning these valuable skills. And as always, keep coming back for more Daily Stoic Edge, because staying sharp and grounded is a lifelong journey. Until next time, peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.